لبعض. At one time, many years ago, I asked you to go over the memorial, the Taliq Wolf in Zwocht. Part of it, you went over that time. Then the memorial says, the Taliq Wolf on the veins, the Taliq Wolf on the veins, now, the collection is very cushy. The Torah says, the people of the Russian country will depart. So we see that it does require a rabbi, no, it's like, well, you know, mama, we should be just going to eat on the chemistry. Correct. So even though he was in the washing, or the part of the kele, or the whole kele requires a chemistry. So that's only by coaching. But whom, it's only how we can be chemistry. So in other words, so the Gemara is implying here that Trume does require persecution, but it doesn't require the whole kingdom, only became a bishop. That's how. But Rishayim explained it differently. Rishayim say that Gemara means that because Zakosu become the Zakosu of Oison applies, the whole Zakosu of Melikishti applies only coaching, it doesn't apply to Trume. But the Mikemak we requires Merikim because we pass like Rabbanon, that Merikim means Chami. So it's the equivalent, it's the identical thing of Agole. So mainly because of Agole, in order to take out the Bnei, not because of the Zirzakosu of Merikim Shti. The Zirzakosu of Merikim Shti doesn't apply to Trum. There's the Zirzakosu of Ais. But Merikim, in Mikemak we, so became Bishul requires Merike. The became Bishul in the kingdom requires Merike, not on the score of the Xerasakosu from Merike Shiva, but because of the Bria that was taken in. And without Agol, without Merike Mechami, it would not come out. Then Gemara says again, Roboma, Ruiz, Michel, Domoma, Bimayim, Loi, Mozu. Oh, after the Yahim, after the Moses. So again, De gene wat spreekt dit voor het niet. Waar vind jij wat voor de mos? Zo het minst jij een reetje. Na het koop jij. Wat jij een reetje. Jij een reetje. Because if it's jij een zene, how can I take it out of the dream? Maar, zo de brad was is, dat de shit is ramba means, dat de shit is ramba means, not like that machine. De andere shame in mijn hoofd. Dat when the Gemara says, hey, when the Gemara says, Jochen, shall we marry with a tumor? Tal we marry so, so they so implies that the whole requirement of the legal shtipe doesn't apply to tumor or to gotcha. The Rambam holds no. Tumor is also Kiddush. So we really meet with the legal shtipe that is motion. In the Torah, it should apply not only to Kochim, but to Tumor also. Tumor is also Kiddush. Indeed, there have been examples of Kosovo, but they saw then we would require both. Milike and Shtipa. So now there is exerts a cosmic. Or boy, so they saw his mind on Milike, the Hamlet. But Shtipa would say that it requires. Is there advice here? That is Shtipa Ramba. In other words, we see from this Gemara that if there hadn't been exerts a cosmic or boy, so I would say the Trumo is also Kadesh and it should require Milike, the Hamlet, and Shtipa would say that. Or Milike and Shtipa would say in the contrary. So without it, as a cosmo base, so I would say the same requirement that applies to Chum, that applies to Kochim, should apply to Truma as well. It doesn't apply to Chum, because Chum is not Kochim, it's not Kiddush, but Chum is Kiddush. But now the Torah tells us Eso, so Eso implies that the same requirement doesn't apply. So according to all the Shemi, it doesn't apply at all. But you have to make Meriki Bechamim for a different reason in order to take out the Kriya. Otherwise, if you're not Meriki Bechamim, so the Kriya remains like it, and then when you put it by Heta in it, so the Yisya will be different, and it will be absorbed by the Heta. But the Rambam Pshiti is not like that. The Rambam Pshiti is sins without Eso. We would say that the same requirement that applies to Kochi applies to Truma also, but we have because of Kosovo of Eso, so Eso only reduces the requirement. Minimizes the requirements. In other words, that we don't have to make both Merike Bechamim and Shtiva B'Tzeder, but only Shtiva B'Tzeder. But Shtiva B'Tzeder we need. Why? Because of the parasha of Merike of Shtiva. That is mentioned in Vayikro. That is mentioned in Vayikro in Tzad, the parasha of Merike of Shtiva. So that applies to all Kiddush. But in the head, especially Zakos of Abeiso, I wouldn't be reminded any thing of the mitzvah of Merike Shtiva. Now that we have Exakos of Abeiso, so we are reminded the chiyum of Merike Bechamim, but Shtiva B'Tzeinen, we're not reminded. So maybe Shtiva B'Tzeinen we need because of the mitzvah of Shtiva. Of Shtiva just as we need Shtiva by Kochi. So we need Shtiva by Truma as well. And without Exakos of Abeiso, we need Merike also by Kochi as well. Now, so that means the Shtiva Zarabba means that they are by coaching. So you have to be magal b'chamim. Merike is like a kol b'chamim. It means fill it up with point one. But kol b'chamim. So by coaching you have, if you are b'vashim coaching, it's chato shom in a part. So then you have to realize merike in the part for two reasons. First of all, because the b'chamim chum, you know, take out the clear. Otherwise, if you're not Magil, so then you put again, so some of the particles of Kosa that were absorbed in the Gadiro became laser after Yim Belaimo or Shleyom Belaimo, so it becomes laser. So, and that will be mixed up with the new core, let's say that you are Mubashir. That's one reason as to why we have to make Merike Bechamim. And then there's another reason because of the special mitzvah sasei of Merike Ushtipe. Voraya, you have to be shaped with Tzinen too. That's not for the purpose of expecting it there. So the Shiva's Rambam is also, it's a possible thing, so only implies that the mitzvah of Merike doesn't apply. But the mitzvah of Ushtipe does apply. This is what the Radva says. So mainly the Rambam, required Shtipe, and the Rambam says, they was a bishul batruma, with a bashul bachum, vim bishul b'nesim tacham. So, vim shot a fadero b'imai. So the Rambam is referenced to Achach of Dalet Shoyitz. So then there is no Yisea mitzad, the Deir. But you ask, which would be also because of the Isa Lechatchilim in the Avalon, of being the Bashal in the Kele, that is named the Yenge, then so is, this is the Rabbanon, just it's a Rabbanon that means with Balito, does not apply to Terebola. So it doesn't apply to Moscholov, it doesn't apply to Trumo, but relative to Kehanim, so Trumo is a Terebola. But then the question arises, so why does the Rabbanon require him to rinse it with cold water? She took the answer is because Truma is also Kiddush. And without the Zakos of Abeiso, I would say that without the Zakos of Abeiso, I would say that he has to realize Hagome Milike Enchti, but even after Chodal choice. Because Chodal choice is only an end disposes of Tamgiike. But here there is, besides Tamgiike, there is a special mitzvah of Milike Enchti. There is a special mitzvah of Milike Ushtife, but he and the mitzvah of the Kishtife, Kovit Rambam, applies even after Chodal choice. Not only Kinyan Chodal choice, but even after Chodal choice. But by Tumor, there is a special disagos for Piso, that he doesn't, vis-a-vis Tumor, so there is no mitzvah of Melike, but the mitzvah of Shtife there is. Mitzvah of Shtife there is. That's why the Rambam says, when you shot like there, the Mayim, in the Ayla, because it's not Vashemot. But Kinyan Shtife, or not, because he's mechayev in the mitzvah of realizing shidduch. Why isn't he mechayev in the mitzvah of realizing the mitzvah also? The answer is because it's special to the apostle of Oysu, of Oysu. And when the Rambam, explains, when the Rambam says, Rambam explains in Moed, the Moed says, Rambam al-Tzichel, Rambam al-Bimayim, Rambam al-Yayim, Rambam al-Muslim. So many shidduch say that Rambam has been cleansed, Rambam has been cleansed to Yain that is Chanim, that is Retri, if it's Eitan, so it wouldn't take it again. But the Rambam Shita is not like that. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, so when it says, Hoche Afil Yain Bafil Nozuk, it has reference to Yain Tzeli. So Shtifa can be realized not only in water, it can be realized in other liquids as well. In Yain, in Yain Mozuk. So that's for the purpose of doing the mitzvah of Shtifa. But there is another kashe. If you didn't make a gole, so if he's the bashel full, so then the Yisrael will be. So the question is, so Yisrael will be flat? The answer is, the Rambam has reference to an enemy Yemei, when he waited already 24 hours. So then there is no Yisrael mitzat hamgikya, but the chathile generally mitzosah, because at least Tabu Gam is also a Chathile, but it doesn't apply to a Terebola, so Truma is a Terebola. So then you ask, why does he have to make Shtive? Shtive, because in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Merikim Shtive, by Kochi. So, but by Truma, there is a special Sakosu that it doesn't include the element of Merikim, but the element of Shtive, he does include. He doesn't. All right. Now, that is all for the day. Now, please go over the Mechaber and the Ramon for next sin. And then after we go over the next sin, the two, and the Mechaber and Ramon, so we go over certain Shachitas. If I don't want to go over Shachitas, I'm afraid that I'll become so involved in that I won't be able to finish myself. התחיל כך חלבס בדירו של בוסר או יפרה משארינון בכל מה שתוכת ממנו בדירו וידינון כמה נופק ממנו. So if someone throws, let's say, a milk spoon in a fleshy pot, I mean the fleshy pot that has bosor in it, or the other way, vice versa, so then we don't know what the quantity that is bolua in the milchik spoon. So mele, so if let's say he thrust in up to here of the spoon reaches up to here. But in Techadriro he only submerged up to here. So we take the maximum. We don't know how many zesim of cholov is bolua in this part of the spoon. So we take the whole size of that part of the spoon that was thrust into the gdeira shel basar. So let's say, if the size of this part of the spoon that was submerged in the basar is 10 zaysim, so then we have to be mishaya of 10 zaysim. But not the whole spoon. But then there is another shita, that in metal, since metal is a heat conductor, so mimele cham miktsosi cham kule. So even though half of the spoon was thrust into the gdeira shel basar that is on fire, or the rishon, so even the other half that is outside the gdeira is also considered to be cham. So we have to be mishaya shishim neged the size of the whole spoon. והרב רפרץ כוס אף שמעקב של מטרס משאר לי וכו'. אף מה שלו נכנס ממנו גדיר, משום חם מקצוס החם כול. So we have two sheets. Now then another day. ואם תוך הווקב בגדירו בייס פיומי, ולא ינידה בינתיי, צורר בייס פיומי סמך. ואם יהיה סמך לבטל אל הקב, so if he thrusts the spoon, the milchike spoon, twice in the gdeiro, and v'loy neida b'tayim, because if it's neida b'tayim, then bitl was chal on the first time. So we cannot be mitzari, but that he should require twice shishi. But if loy neida, so then bitl is not chal. So then he says, in tocha, the Torah says, in tocha v'kav b'gdeiro beis bomim, v'loy neida b'tayim, so beis bomim sam. So that means, if let's say he thrust the milchike spoon in the fleishike gdeiro, the gdeiro in the gdeiro shel basar, once. So let's say at 6 o'clock in the morning he thrust the milchike spoon in the gdeiro shel basar, and the size of that spoon, let's say, is 10 gzeisim. Is 10 gzeisim. So there is a possibility we always have to anticipate a maximum, even though it appears to us that in no probability the maximum will not happen. But we don't know exactly how much was leaflat into the gdeiro shel basar. So mainly we assume the maximum. Now the very maximum would be all the 10 zaysim that is balua in the kafchileves was niflat. But then, if we assumed that mamish, the whole bli 100% was extracted from the kafchileves and came out into the gdeiro shel basar, so then when he pushes in the kafchileves a second time, so he wouldn't require shishim neged, because there is no bli of basar, no bli. But so the chumre. We assume that, and even though that's unlikely, but since there is such a possibility, we have to assume it, that when he thrust the kafchileves into the dirish of Gosa, let's say at 6 o'clock the first time, so 59/60 of the 10 zeisim of cholov that is belua in the kafchileves was extracted, came out, was lifted into the dirish of Gosa. And that was replaced at the same time. So, as he pushed the milchike spoon into the gdeiro shel basar, so and the milchike spoon had 10 zeisim glia in it, in the interior of the milchike spoon. So 59/60 of the 10 zeisim were niflat into the gdeiro shel basar, and the gdeiro and the kafchileves absorbed 59/60 of basar from the gdeiro shel basar. 59/60. So the mele, that spoon, while it was paled 59/60 of cholov, of 59/60 of 10 zeisim of cholov, into the gdeiro shel basar, it took in 59/60 of 10 zeisim, because that's the capacity of the kafchileves, the rachmosh. 10 zeisim is the capacity of absorption. So in other words, on one hand, it was paled 59/60 of 10 zeisim of Cholom into the Dir Shabbosah, and it was replaced by 59 68 of 10 Xesim of Bosah into it. So then, 5 minutes later, he thrust the same spoon again. So that means that actually, twice 10 Xesim, a little minus, I mean a little less, but twice 20 Xesim of Viseh were put into the Dinosh of Basel. The first Chive at 6 o'clock, so 59 68 of Cholov came into the Basel. So that's Viseh. So it combined with the Basel. So we have 10 Xesim of Viseh. Of Basel, so 10 Xesim. And then it was replaced by 59 68 of 10 Xesim of Basel, and that combined with the 1 68 of Cholov that remained, so together it was 60 68 of 10 Xesim of Basel Cholov. Then, when 5 minutes after six, he thrust the spoon again, so 10 Xesim. 10 Xesim of Basa Becholov was put into the Kdeiros of Basa. So the Kdeiros of Basa was put what? And when and what the first through the first Chive. So 10 Xesim of Cholov was put into the Kdeiros of Basa, and through the second Chive, so 10 Xesim of Basa Becholov was put. So we need 60 times 20 Xesim. This is what he says. V'intoch ha-bakar v'kdeiro beis piyomi v'lo neida b'ntai to beis piyomim sam. And even though, I mean, from the point of view of probability, it's unlikely. But if we knew exactly how much was nishat, the first chit, and how much was absorbed through the first chit, and how much was nishat to the second chive, then we would be mishaya. But we don't know. No one knows. So we consider the maximum. And the fact that this maximum is highly unlikely doesn't matter. So we consider it as if bivada through the first chive. So 59 60ths of the 10 Xesim Balua in the Kaf Cheleves came out, and it was replaced by 59 60ths. Of 10 Xesim of Boso, and then from the second Chive, so the 59 60ths of Boso that the Kaf Cheleves absorbed, so combined with the 1 60ths of 10 Xesim of Cholov that remained latent, that did not come out to the first Chive, and then through the second Chive, so again, the 10 Xesim of Boso of Cholov, became commingled with the Kdeiros of Basa. So we need twice Shishi. So what he says, we will need that in time, because suppose he got notice after the first Chive. So then Bittel was Chal on the 59 60ths of the 10 Xesi of Cholov in the Basa. Then when through the second Chive, so you only need Shishi neged the 60 60ths of 10 Xesim of Bosa Becholov, not twice Shishi. Oh, we've talked about Hakav Deir, we've spoken in the time, so we've spoken in Samach. We've yei Samach levat lakav, hagdei revat hav shum utolim, av lakav because the Deir and the Tav shum is muta because there is Shishi, but the Kav is it over muet relative to the Bosa. So the Mele, So there is certainly the calf by being thrust into the Yerushal Boso, thereby absorb a certain quantity of Boso, a small quantity of Boso. So Mimele Avala Kaf Osea, and the Cholov certainly does not have the Blie that is in the Kaf Cheleves, does not have Shishi neged. The quantity of Boso that the Kaf Cheleves absorb by being submerged into the Deos of Boso. Aber Kaf Osea, being in Boso, being in Cholov. So that means that the Kaf Cheleves has two things. It has a Bli of Boso that it absorbed to distribute in the tezibli of cholov from before, because it's a kav cholov is basheima. So memeila it's basam cholov. It has a combination of basam cholov in it. In it. So memeila. So aval kav osa beinim basam beinim cholov lefishi blua mi basam cholov vafilu b'deevet uiseres im chozru v'tochvu bein mi basam bein mi cholov. Calls man she basheima, and the kav is osa, and the kav. And the calf is also in baby bosor baby cholov, and it's also even something that is not bosor and cholov either, b'chamin, because the calf has a bli of bosor b'cholov. So mele, when you will be mivasher something part of it, so it will be beleak bosor b'cholov is also all right. ואפילו בדברי סרס הם חוזרו ותחבו, בין בבוס או בין בחולוב, כל זמן שיבסים, ואם לא שישים, הכל לא עושה בנוי, אפילו הגדיר, אך מותר לא עושה סליסי חופי ריסוצנה, כמי שאיננו מגופי יסח. Even though the גדיר has a בלי of בוס או בחולוב, but when you put, so when you put, you cook something, then you have a בנוי from the בוס או בחולוב. Because there is plated, there is bli, and so on. Mashenkin, if you put something, say you put a cold apple into that gdeire that has a bli of basam cholov. So you have anoye from the gdeire by virtue of the fact that the gdeire is a gdeire. You don't have anoye from the gdeire insofar as it is used as a container for the apple. From the fact that the gdeire has a bli of basam cholov, and suppose the gdeire did not have a bli of basam cholov, so then it couldn't serve as a container for a cold apple. So the male, you have no anoy. Ach, but also the seich of peiris, it's in a kim, she lemon go face. Vim ein hakav v'yemo, hakdeiro v'hatav shil mutor. Hakdeiro v'hatav shil mutor. V'hakav asur, v'chatchile. Beinim boso, beinuchom. So the Torah says, there is a remarkable deal which the Bess Yosef took notice of. He says, V'im ein hakav b'yem. Suppose the milchikes spoon was not used for milchik in hot state for more than 24 hours. So it's listen tamu gam. So the tam of the cholov that is b'lua b'zichei is a tam pob. So even though the gdeira shel boso, I mean, he was mevashel boso mamish. It's not shayach to discuss whether it's basim or not basim. It boso itself, the boso of the end, was misbashel in it. So then everything is muter. The gdeira is muter. The gdeira shel boso is muter. You can keep on cooking in it, boso again, and the tafshil that boso is muter. The akaf, but the milk is spoon. So he's also lechatchila beinim bosa beinim cholov. Umikol mokim b'deved in Yisrael kibish lo yisa basim. So why is b'deved in Yisrael? Because listen tam l'gav. Listen tam l'gav. And of course, all the Rishenim achilik on the sheet of Rabbeinu, of the Mordechai that mentions the name of Rabbeinu Bor. I mean that by bosa b'cholov, so even if at the very outset it becomes an listen tam l'gav. So it's, I mean, they're all chilik. So the main way, the evidence muta. But still, lechatchila, you cannot use the milchikes spoon anymore. But it's nice to tell you, the answer is because with the rabbanon it's also to be mivashel in a kele that is nice to tell you. Let's say a kele in which you are mivashel on Sunday morning you are mivashel niveil. So if you want on Tuesday to be mivashel heter, you're not allowed lechatchila. If you did, so that heter is mutadeh. But lechatchila not. So here too, this kaf chileves. So has a tam pogum of cholov, and in addition a tam mishubach of bosom. So the combination is pogum. The combination of bosom and cholov is pogum. But lechatchila you're not allowed to be mishtamish with that spoon, just as you're not allowed lechatchila to be mivashel in a kele that has a bliya of bosom and cholov that is more than a b'yein. Here too, it's more than a b'yein. That's why lechatchila it's also. But the Torah implied that the akaf asur lechatchila beinim boso beinim cholov. דווקא היא אמפסייזס, דווקא דקאפי זו סלחה תחילה. מה שאם כן דקדירה של בוסו, היא זמותה ממלכה תחילה. היא מידית לי אפתה. You first the calf levels into the clear shell bosso, you allow it to clean out that clear shell bosso and to put in another piece of bosso and cook in it. Why shouldn't we apply the same lechatchil ligabe the clear as we apply ligabe the calf levels? So the Bais Yosef raised that question. Now, Umashi Kosov Rabbeinu, this is the sixth line in the third paragraph in the Bais Yosef. Umashi Kosov Rabbeinu, ואם אין הקו ביימי, הגדירו בקו של מטורים והקו אסורו לכתחיל לבית עם כוסף בחלוף, ואם תימא, מה בגדירו בקו? הרי גם הגדירו בלו עם כוסף בחלוף. ומה איתה עם אישור ישראל, מפני שתם החלוף שבו הוא פוגו? קו נאמה תם חלוף שבו הוא פוגו? Why are you mad here? To clean out the gdeiro של בוסו, immediately after this cooking, and put in another piece of בוסו, and cook it. Why? But the calf, the calf chileves was thrust into it. So the calf chileves was paired into that deo. But it's not a beer, it's nascent time with gum. So it's good to use that deo shall also. So let it be good to use the calf too, because it's nascent time with gum. די קאַפ שאַן שבול החלוב בישאַשוך היל קאַ חפאַחה של ניגן אויס אַ קידין קיילע שיידע ביים שאַ סאָל באשל בין חתחיל מא שיין קין בידי או שוין בול אַ תאַמע חלוב אַל אַחה של ניגן שאַי קי של ניט חפאַ קאַב בידי רו לא הויע ביים היל קאַח ליל קאַח שו ווי חיים צי בזה קוסבתי זבורש בסיף אבריזוי וזהו ישינו, מבישל דבר מחליש עם הסגים ההגדיר האסור התף של מותה, כי ההגדיר אהב בייס הכלים שדיבה, אבל התף שלו היו בייס המאיר. So he says, because in view of the fact that the ייסר of נייס איתם לגן לכתחילה, is a ייסר דרבון only, so when the חכון נעשה לכתחילה, נייס איתם לגן, only for the very outset, when the time was נפלא, it was a time משובח. And then, by virtue of it staying in a latent state, we see it exactly for over 24 hours and came up. But if at the very outset, when the particles become absorbed by the day exactly, it's already pogum, then there is no reason. Even Chatzchil and Rishayim say that. I mean, that's the reason as to why, when we wait 24 hours for a kliyiseh, so then we make a gole and we don't worry as to whether there is shishim in the mayim or there is no shishim. It doesn't matter. So if, let's say, you don't wait 24 hours and you want to be magle klisham yisea, then you have to make sure that the volume of the water has 60 measures neged the quantity of yisea that is belua in the cave. Mashem came, if you waited 24 hours, you don't have to worry because it doesn't matter. But then you can ask, how does the agole avail us? In other words, let's say you take a spoon that has a glee of the veil of chelev, and you dump it and you let it stay idle for 24 hours. Then you dump it in boiling water. But so what happens? The glee asisea, the veil that is belua in the interior of the spoon, comes out into the mayim, and then is belea its mayim. So it's really again the same glee of Isa. The answer is, in view of the fact that the spoon was laid idle for 24 hours, so the glee of the Isa is already tampogum. So now, once it is knit flat into the mayim of the glee, so, and then the mayim are absorbed by the glee, it doesn't matter, because when it absorbs, when the mayim is absorbed by the kele, so what kind of a state is the glee of the Isa in the mayim? In the pogo. So at the very outset, when it is reabsorbed, it's already pogo. So there is no Yisra Rabban of Nisi Tamil Gam. Oh, when is there Yisra Rabban of Nisi Tamil Gam? Only when at the outset, when it was absorbed by the Nefen Akli, it was absorbed in a state of Mishubach. And then by virtue of it staying in a latent state for 24 hours, it became pogo. But even at time, it is absorbed. So it is already pogo. There is no Yisra Rabban. So in Mele, here, that's the basis for the heter of being magic. Even if there is no shish, after it stayed idle for 24 hours, even though there was no shish in the mali, neged the klisa. So here too, he says, in the vis-a-vis the gdeiro shal boso, so the gdeiro shal boso has boso ben. And then when the kaf leves was thrust into it, so it was beleya, a particles of cholov. So at that time, when it was beleya, the gdeiro shal boso was beleya, the particles of cholov. In what state was it beleya, the particles of cholov? In a state of bomb. So maybe it's even mutar mishtamish lechatzchila l'gadir shel boso. Masha'im ki nikaf chileves. So when it absorbed the cholov, it was mishubech, the milchik espoon. It absorbed the cholov, it was mishubech. Now at the time it was thrust into the gadir shel boso, when it absorbed also particles of boso, so the particles of cholov that are latent is already pogum. But at the time it was absorbed, the particles of cholov were absorbed by the calf, it was mishubech. So mimele it's also lechet. Alright. Now, kosa, b'sefer atrumis. Avo gav di b'shol yisurim de yosho yisa, sheshu asem yisrael. Bilo yisa, im hu chamu bocham, im b'sich meisliyes, chshive kibas yeimo, שהייתה מיסה שבגדי אופול לסך המים ולא ימשי שמלבט ולכו למשה נינון ונעץ לבס יאימו וצריך המסלעי סלח אחי מהמים ובוסו בכל עובי ניקן שאם בישלו בו בוסו so he said like this כוסה מסיבת תרומיס אבל גב די בישור ניסו עם די אירו של איסר ששואה סו מסלעי בלו איסר כי אם הוכלו בוחם עם מסיך מסלעי שיבה כיבס יאים או שהריתה המיסה שבגדי אירופה לסך המאי והוא בשישים לבד ובכולו משאבינו ונעשת בס יאים הוא צריך מייס לאיס לחכים על המאים ובוסו בכל עובי ניקי שנבישלו בבוסו ובשיח מייס לאיס הוכלו במאים ואחר ששואה עשו מייס לאיס לבישלו הבוסו בישלו בו חולו מוטה אבל פי שיר בשיח מייס לאיס לחכים על המאים אבל אבל גם בבישור איסו, שבתאירו, איסרה בלב אתה, כי מצול נגלו עם איסה, ובישור מידי אושל אתה, צורך סמה כנגד כל הפצול, אם ניסה גם סמה כנגד כל הבריאה, בבוסו בכל אובי נקי, שאם פצול, אם הירוקי שבלוי מבוסו, ובישור מידי אורך הלבס, אם יודוע כמה בוסו בלוי בפצול ובירוקיס, אם צורך על הסמה כנגד הבוסו, ורואי כנגד כל הפצול ובירוקיס, now this דינה בסברת חומיס, who discussed at great length, in תאמו וסין סימן קוב גימור, and at that time it was mentioned, that there is a machleke between the Bes Yosef and the Shach. Now I think that at that time, not only did we go over in Simin Kuf Gimel, the Shach, but we even went over the Shach inside in Simin Tzadik Dalet, Sifchot Beis. Now, so here in Simin Kuf Gimel, so the Shach, we see Fitres in the Shach. When he says, Dei Rosi, see, Dei Rosi, Blua, Miposa, Bechol, Shnitz, Bashu, Bobi, Yachat. Oy, Mizach, Hazel, Kini, Shom, Olai, Lacha, Ruf, Abu, Mai, Kshim, Vas, Yei, Vash, Tishim, Yisrais, Mishom, Shuch, Mua, Mai. So what does the Bitsi, Vat, Humes, mention? The Seif, Vat, Humes, says, that if, let's say, you are Mivashel, at 6 o'clock in the morning, let's say on Wednesday, you are Mivashel, Nivele, Nipat, Yom Mevashe, Yom Nivele, Nipat. And then, at 12 noon Wednesday, you took the same path which was clean, the same path in which at 6 hours before Nivele was cooked. So at 12 noon on Wednesday, you took the same path. And you Yom Mevashe, Mayim, or let's say vegetables, in that path. And then, is, so you are Mivashel Heter, and then you are Mivashel, let's say, Heter. So he says, Yisa, G'day Avon Shor Yisur, Dei Roshel Yisir, Sheshua Asom Yisleis Melo Yisir. So, and then at 7 a.m. Thursday morning, more than 24 hours after the Nevela was cooked. So, so you want me vashel heter in it. So in Huchamim we say Chmeisleis. So in view of the fact that water was boiled at 12 noon Wednesday. Now, some mele. So the question is, that tapshil that is cooked at 7 a.m. Thursday, at 7, more than 24 hours after the nevela was cooked, but less than 24 hours after the water. So the question is it considered as oser or not? So is chshive kibas yeimo. So the tapshil that is cooked at 7 a.m. Thursday morning is considered like a tapshil that is cooked in a kinesha lisa that is basyeimo. Even though more than 24 hours have elapsed already since the time that the veil was cooked, but less than 24 hours have elapsed since the water was boiled. So still it is us. Sharitam is a shabig deire polanesich hamayim. Voli b'shishim levatlo di b'chulam misharinon v'nases basyeimo. So when will the tafshil be muter? If at 1 p.m. Thursday you will cook the tafshil. But if you cook the tafshil at 7 a.m. Thursday, even though it's 24 hours after the cooking of the nevela on Wednesday at 6 a.m., so it's also there. But because of the whole of it, if on Wednesday at 6 a.m. you are mevashel boso, and on Wednesday, 12 noon, you boil water. And at 7 a.m., you cooked cholov. You boiled at 7 a.m. Thursday, you cooked cholov. Useich meisleis uchumai. V'achash eshuasa meisleis libishla boso. At 7 a.m. Thursday, bishla b'cholov. So it's 20, more than 24 hours as of the cooking of the boso. But less than 24 hours as of boiling of the water. So that cholov is good. Alright. So at that time we saw that they were two pshotim. Now the smack was chilek. The smack was chilek vis-a-vis the case where the nevela was cooked at six a.m. Wednesday. And then at 12 noon Wednesday water was boiled. And then at 7 a.m. Thursday, so a tafshil shel heter was cooked. So what is about Truma say that a tafshil shel heter is also in view of the fact that less than 24 hours have elapsed as of the boiling of water. The smak is chelik. So at that time, we saw that there is a machleke between the Bes Yosef and the Shach. Now, according to the Bes Yosef, so this Sefer HaTrumo, even though the two mentioned that, and the two himself passes like Abin Ephraim, but this Sefer HaTrumo, the two sides, according to Bes Yosef, according to the Shite, that we apply the aloha of Tichanasis Nevele, Tabishon Isur. So that's the reason as to why the Sefer HaTrumo says. That Bishon Isur, the Eshon Isur, Shoshua, Smisla, 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 Why? Because the Sefer HaTrumo agrees with the Shite of the Ram that we apply the law of Tichanas Nevela Ligabe Shori Suri. So in view of the fact that at 12 noon Wednesday, when you boiled water, so particles of Nevela were niflat from the Deifenach Deire, and they were absorbed by the Mayim. So, and they gave a time of Nevela in that Mayim. So Nevela, the Mayim became Chtichan Yisure. So now we have to wait 24 hours from the boiling of the mayim, which is echtichad nivele, echtichad yisure, and the smak also agrees with the shite of the ram that we apply the aloha of tichanas nivele gam shoy yisure. But according to the smak, echtichanas nivele it implies only that we need shishim neged the whole chtiche of heter that absorbed the tam yisah. But it has no application ligabei ben yeimei. This is the pshat of Bes Yosef. The Shach we saw there, and at that time we went over even the Shach here. So the Shach shiti is no. He says, after all, the two mentions that Sefer HaTrumo. So if the sheet of the Sefer HaTumah had been based upon the premise of Chetichanas in the Lil Gabi Shor Isurim, the Torah shouldn't mention it, because he passed his life in a fray. But this sheet of the Sefer HaTumah has significance, has relevance, even if we accept the sheet of Rabbi Nefray. So true that the mayim does not become a chetichan isure when you boil water at 12 noon Wednesday. So the mayim does not become an entity of Isya. But we only say not banad etera, but not banad isure, even a thousand not banad is also. So the mele, without resorting to chetichan asis nevele, it becomes also. Why? Because the mayim. So what does the mayim represent? True, it's not a tichad nevele, but it's in eisen tam, ba eisen tam di isure. But eisen tam, ba eisen tam di isure, even the thousandth derivative is still awesome. So nevele, that mayim is a second derivative of nevele. It's not that the mayim per se is a tichad isure. That's not. But even Rabbi Nefraim will admit, osar it is. According to Rabbi Nefraim, you don't need shishim neged all the whole quantity of water. You only need shishim neged the quantity of nevele that is contained in the water. But the water is also because the water has a derivative tam of nevele, of the derivative tam of nevele. So nevele, we have to wait chavdale choice as of the derivative tam of nevele, as the derivative tam of nevele. That's the pshat of the shach. I mean, that's the pshat of the shach in the Sefer HaTumah. Mashen kei, in the case of Biboso b'chol aveniki. Shin bishlu boso, uviseich meisleich umamayim. Vachash yishu asim isleis, to bishlu amayim bishlu b'chol av. So according to Mishu Yosef Pshat, it's not shayach to seich tichanas in the veil. Because even according to the Ram, that we do seich tichanas in the veil, I shall say. So only when it's Yisur Ebola. But here, what happened? Boso combined with mayim. So you can't say that the whole mayim is an entity of boso. Only by Yisur Ebola we say Chetichanas is Nevele. So then, Vachas Shom is Lesl Bishlabai, Bishlochol of Muter, Avu Mishlech Meslech Mamayim, because we don't say Chetichanas is Nevele. And the Komite Shach's Pshat is also very simple. Because when the boso was cooked at 6 o'clock in the morning, on Wednesday, so the boso gave the tam heter in the gdera. Then when you boiled the 12 noon Wednesday, mayim in it, so then the gdera gave the tam in the mayim. So it's already a nesin tam, ba nesin tam de tere. So maybe you don't have to wait 24 hours. Alright. Av al gav. Now, then again, the tour continues. Av al gav di bishor isurim shebeteiro. Isa abu lo beta, tiyem tzolim tuim isa. U bishlo bide osho eta, tzol sama kenek kwa tzolim. So this second statement is mamish declaratory of the rationale of the first statement. And according to the Yosef Shach Letur, all right, so there's no difficulty either. It's not declaratory, but both dinim are true. All right. Because of our other parents, Yesh reitzim lehatir, boso riseyach shechotchei, bisakin chileves, al yidei klipe, Och i den brillen kan vi visa skritter, vi säger, vi säger, vi går på det, det skiter, det är Rabin Peretz människis. Och Rabin Peretz rejects det skiter. Så det var det skiter, that if you had boss of Isaiah Nikolish, and you call it with Isaac Chilebetz, when you had, when you call it with Isaac with the Milchikanai, so then you only have to peel off from the boss of. It doesn't answer the boss completely. Now, why does it answer only to the clip? Why does it answer only to the clip? So he says that Yesh Reitzin equated with Beis Hashlit. Now, there's Machlekes in Gemore. Tavches in Chum, if somebody shechts in Behemo with Isakin Shalmochi, Isakin Shalisea, so one says that all that is required is just adochet, and the other one says that it is required to be killed the bisa shrite. Now we passed by the mandoma that we have to peel off the bisa shrite. So why? What is the reason? The reason is because chim bisa shrite is mavliya kibitlim. But most rishonim explain it that it doesn't mean that chim bisa shrite is mavliya. Chim bisa shrite combined with duch kibisa kine is mavliya kibitlim. Chim bisa shrite combined with duch kibisa kine is mavliya bisa klip, kidei klip, is mavliya kidei klip. So the yesh mufoshim in the Rabbi Meperet equate boso v'seyach shechot chim bisa kine chalebes to sakin the shalochim that he shech ibeimo. So just as over there, we only have to be kelim, so we are two, you only have to be kelim. Now that's a very strange thing. So Rabbi Peretz says, Rabbi Peretz rejects it. He says, "Well, don't marry also. The also main kolah beimo isachas el mikim bisashchit olivad. Avol chtir hashekulo isachas kishachay tzchinei so bisakin chilebes mispashi bikulo vikulo asur imen boshishim kineget kolah asak." But here, the blie penetrates completely. You see, over there, so it's not really ham. Bisa shchita is ham, but there is a certain heat. And even kiliklipe, so most Hashemim say that it's only required because of the combination of the chim bisa shchita and the tuch kibisa kine. But without the combination of chim bisa shchita and tuch kibisa kine, it couldn't be mavliya even kiliklipe. Masheikin here, the sakin shel cholov was used, the sakin shel cholov was used on boso v'seyach in iklirishin. In iklirishin. So mimele, it's real bliye. So mimele we require shish. And we pass it like Rabbi Peretz. It's not like the Yesh Mefosh. Avul chticha shekulo v'sachas, kishchim v'sach mechleves, mispashim v'chulo, v'kula asur, imen bo shishim kinege kula asak. Now, the question is, all right, it should answer more than kiliklipi. But why should it answer the whole boso? Why should it require shishi? The maximum that it could answer is kiliklipi tiler. Because that's the aloha we learned. I mean, all of Simen Kufei is based upon that premise. That without reitev, so let's say if you have tzli, without reitev, or even bishu, but if you have no reitev, let's say, on the uppermost hatiche, tipish or cholov, let's say, if the tipas isa falls, and a chatiche shal bosor that is nipat, but is above the level of reitev, so the maximum that it can be nipat into is kidei nitile. In order to spread the iser, evenly in the whole day, or you must have reitev. Here there is no reitev. There is no reitev. It's just a solid piece of meat that is hot. So the sheet of the Yesh Mefoshim is difficult because the sheet of the Yesh Mefoshim says that it's only also kidei klipe. That's strange. But why should it be also completely? It should only also be kidei nitile. Like tzli. Why is it better than tzli? There is no reitev here. There is no reitev here. So the Shach discusses that here in Shulchan Aruch. And he has two lishenis. The Shach has two lishenis. The Shach has two lishenis. Now, turn to the Simen Tzadik Daled, Sif Chof Zayin Shach. Simen Chof Zayin. Now he says, the Mechaber, Simon Zion, Simon Zion says, what shall we say? Shechotchem v'sakim chledes. Kol achticha asor. Yimei boshi shikinei v'mekim asaki shechol chabas. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Peretz. So he says, V'yav al gaf nif kam in Simon Kufay. Sim Dal. Kos v'atur ha Mechaber. Yim nof ha unisa. Al achticha shemideiro. Shechutz l'reit. Psagim v'nitil. So here, there is no reit of it. Yish reima, v'shan ochel. Duch can be sakine and mispashe bikur. So he says, a bit chidesh. Es pshat no rabbi Peretz. Since we see the duch can be sakine has special significance. So mele, when do we say the doba cham, even if there is without reading, can only be mavliya, the maximum of the nidile, not bechule, that is, if it's uncoupled with duch can be sakine. But doba cham, coupled with Tukhkele Sakine, can be Mavliya even without Reite Bechur. It's a big Chidesh. It's only one Moshe in the Shach. It's a big Chidesh. All right. V'chei Mash Machim V'zev Bes Yosef. U'v'isavet Hashem. I'm Shem. So actually, it's one Moshe in the Bes Yosef. Oid Yishleima. So that's one Moshe in the Shach. Oid Yishleima. Istam Sakin Bodua Gam Kim Yisham Nune Shalchem. Bishamuni shalchem or bichaygav. So in other words, because stamsakin is berua gabke mishamuni shalchem. Bishamuni shalchem. Now we have to understand. Now look what the mechaber concludes, and then let's see what the Torah himself says. It says very dumb. Dorsam in kol bisabim or bisachas mikim bisashchik elavat. אבל חתיר חשי כולו ניסח עצקי שחית חניס ניסח מחלבס, מספש וכולו וכולו אסור, ימין משיש מן כל עסק, וידאף כפי שעסקים ביימו, אבל מיינו ביימו, או הנה ידיע אם הוא ביימו, אם לא, אם מסתום אינו ביימו, וסתום סתם כאילו אם אינו ביימו, וסתם כאילו אינו ביימו, אבל קליפה בו, So what does the Torah say? If it is a ben yehimei, so then it tasses the whole bosom. And we need chish. But if it's not a ben yehimei, If it's not a B'yayimei or even Stam, so then we assume that it's not a B'yayimei. So then, we don't need Shishim, but it only asks us to clip it. Now the Mechaber mentions the same thing. In Simzai, Bosso, we say, Ashechot Misak Mechlevet, Kolach Ticha Asur, Imein Bo Shishim, Kine Gibikim Asak Ashechot Ticha Bosso, Abo Yimein B'yayimei, Imein Yideya She B'yayimei. So we assume that it's not a B'yayimei. In the Israel, we can clip it. Now let's turn again to the Shach in Sifrom Zayin. We have a couple of simple cafe, Sidalic was at Ramha, you know, for Nisal Kishabino, Shuku, Sandu Tile, Yishlema, Vishana Hoke, the Arab Dukin Sakin, and his passion the whole way. The Himashma, Himuze, Pesiosa, Pulisaleta, Shaw. I am Oy Yishlema, this Tam Sakin, Gulua Gamkin, Shamun, Shelchem, Vihaida. So, what is that terrace? That it's Boruah Mishamnu Nishalchem. So Memele, where it is Boruah? Mishamnu Nes, so it over Shomein, so it's Mifapea Bikulei, that's the Aloche. So Memele, it's also Bikulei, because it has a Bliye of it over Shomein, and it over Shomein is Mifapea Bikulei, even without Reite. Alright. Now then, iname a third teretz ma'ale shabos hashamim. Not that the sakin has a glee of the dov hashamim, but the bosom itself is dov hashamim. And the halacha is that it doesn't matter which chtiche is the dov hashamim, whether the chtiche shall nisea or the chtiche shall eter. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. That even if the Dov HaShomer is the heter, so the heter and the Yisar is kochush, so then it's mifape. So he says, Iname Maire Shaboso Shome, Uvidom Shoshome, because Atum Chaber Shom, the Yisar Atzam, Via Vogav Durikam, Ris Simen Tzadikvo, Im Chota Bisaken Shom Yisar, Oy Shel Cholof Tzom, Eini Osel Nitile, Yishleima, the awesome, now the awesome, like Yahweh Mishumchu Fenitzon. So the halacha is that it's a bachari, if it's coupled If it's coupled to Kerisakine, so it's Mavliya. The Bitseinen, something is not Mavliya. And even to Kerisakine is not Mavliya. But only if Tseinen, if to Kerisakine is coupled with the Dov Harib of Tseinen, then it's Mavliya. But how much is it Mavliya? If to Kerisakine is coupled with the Dov Tzonun, the Dov Harib, so then it's only Mavliya, Krimitile. So why should it be Mavliya? So he says, "Yesh lo dosim lekla mishemchuv v'nitzan." Ba'avu gam yishpeiskin v'liam chava shemchuv v'nitzanim odif meretir afnasak v'hi mashli v'isita mishvach mikol mokim v'liam yispashet v'chulei. So bisho is odif. In other words, all right. So then this is the shach. All right. Now. Now, all right, that finishes Simen Tzadik Dalet Mutar. Now we'll start Simen Tzadik Dalet in the Mechaber Rabbah. Toch Atechiv Kaf Chelemes B'deiro Shal Bosom O Yifre Nisharim B'chol Ma Shanit Nitchav B'meme B'deiro ואם עקב וימי, דהיינו ששים שובי, בכלי ראשון תכם ישראלית. אם עקב וימי, דהיינו ששים שובי, בכלי ראשון תכם ישראלית. That's one thing. That we don't say חם יקצוס החם כולה, you should require 60 נגד the whole calf. But we only require 60 נגד that part of the calf that was thrust into the grave. ויש מי שאימי, אנשים עקב של מטרס, נשארים וכולה, משום לחם יקצוס החם כולה. Even those regimes that say we have to be mishayek in the kol hakav, it's only by matches, because metal is a heat conductor, but not by other hand. That now. Usvor regime yikya. Vichene yad. So there are more passages like the first law. We don't say that if you put half of the spoon into the gdeire, so, and the other half is outside the gdeire, that you should require shishim, negate the size of the other half that's outside. Even though it's metal and it's a heat conductor, but that does not mean it's heat conductor. That does not mean that the same heat that is at the bottom of the cup that is inside the gdeire will be felt immediately on the top of the gdeire that for true it's beyond the gdeire. Im toch hat a cup gdeire shdei pomi, v'le neda b'tayim, because if neda b'tayim, so bitl was chal on the first tchive. So then the second tchive will require only 60 the second tchive, not negative both tchives. But if we need a bit time, so people was not chal. So in the end, there is a possibility that we have two times the 10 gzeisim that was beruah in the car. So based from shishim, v'yeish emri. So the two didn't mention any other shite, but there are more mentions than other shite. V'yeish emri v'sage b'pamach shishim v'chein leah. In other words, that we don't, even though there is a possibility that through the first chive it was the 59-60ths of that chive was nishat into the chive, and it was replaced by 59-60ths of the same quantity of bosor, and then the second chive, so the whole thing was nishat, even though it's possible, but since everything emanated from the plea of the same cup, so al pidim we are only mishayi once, and that's the way it passes. V'yishemrim v'sage b'pam achashishi v'chein leah. Im yisamach levad lakav agdivatav shum etori. Av lakav oseh v'im bosa b'inu cholo v'fi shehi ruo m'bosa b'cholo v'afilu b'dei v'ri seres im chozru v'tochfu b'im bosa b'inu cholo kol man shibasei mo v'misamech ak losa b'noye afilu agdeira ach buta losa b'seich epeire shuceinen kim sheminene mikufe yiseh im ein akav v'yeime agdeir v'atav shum etori even l'chatchile v'akav oseh l'chatchile. So the Bes Yosef explained the distinction between the kav that it's oseh l'chatchile and the gdeira that is mut l'chatchile, because the kav is also Nisim Tam Lidam. But at the very outset, when it was Belea, the Cholov, it was Nisim Tam Lishvach. Mashayim came. The Gdeira Shal Boso, at the very outset, when it was Belea, the Cholov, so it's Nisim Tam Lidam. ומקומו כי מדבר להסיר עוד כמשלו איסו בסי אימו נאו וי ומחבר דיסקסס איסרטן דין but in order to understand that מחבר and the rest and the amor so we have to know the din of Nabanat now turn to the Gemara in Chum of the Gemara of Nabanat now we discussed many times Nabanat in Tavumes we discussed Now, that Kuf Yud Aleph. Omud Beis. The second line from the end of the Omid. Omach Heskim Shem Abaye, Hilchese, Dogim Sheolu Bikoro, Muta Lochlo Mikusach. Sonim Shechot Chubisaki, Shechot Abo Boso, Oso Lochlo Mikusach. Ve'ane Mile Tzonim, Da'agafchu Feibola. So this is the Gemara. So we have two memories here. The second memory deals with the Dobachar. With the Dobachar. The Tzonun Shechot Chubisaki, if you had a reddish, that you, the Bisaki Shechot Abogoso, also Lochlo Mikusach. So we heard the Halochah that the Dobachar, that can be Mavliya, even Bitzeh. If it's coupled with Duchen Isakim, not the Dovach Kari. That doesn't mean that if you put radishes into a cold kale, cold radishes, you put in a cold plate, so then there is bleeding. But when there is the combination of Dovach Kari and Duchke Nisakine, so you can be saying that it's Mabri. So that's the second thing. Tzonu Shechot Rebisakim, Shechot Aboboso, a flinchike sanai, so you use that in cutting radishes, so you cannot eat these radishes with milk. Why? Because the radishes absorbed the bosom. But how can they absorb the it's all betzeinen? The answer is a radish is dovachari, and there is duch kedisakine, so it can absorb. V'hanim miletzonun, agafuf ribole, avokishes, all right, we don't see. Well, that's the second thing. We are primarily interested in the first thing. Hilchese, dogim sholu bikoro, mutaloch l'mikusach. Now, mutaloch l'mikusach. So then, let's see the tases. Hilchase. Dogim sholu bikoro. So actually, we have three shittas of shame. So what's the reason? Why do we say that if you put hot fish in a fleishik ikar, so you can eat those fish with butter, because it's nesin tam ba nesin tam, not ba not. The meat gave a time in the kare, and the kare gave a time in the fish. So it's not the primary time of boso. The fish represents the derivative time of boso. So the primary time of boso you cannot eat with milk, but the secondary time of boso, the derivative time of boso, you can eat with butter. Now, so there are many rishayim, Rav Metam, the Riazokei, and it's mashma from Rashi and Chur. That is hishite is also like that. That the same thing applies to dogim shenis bashlo b'dei roshal boso. If you cooked fish in a fleishik apart, a baseime, you're allowed to eat that fish with butter. Why? Because the boso give it time in the deir, and the deir give it time in the fish, so it represents the secondary time of meat, you're allowed to eat it with butter. Now then, the rabon and rashi shite and chul appears to be in line with the shita from the time of the riazoke, that not after dogim sholu bikoro shel boso, but even dogim shenizbashlo b'deir shel boso. However, the Ravon, who was the son-in-law of Rashi, so he mentions in the name of the Rashi that Rashi Shite is, unlike Rashi Shite here, that Rashi Shite is that only dogim sholu bikoro. So then the bliya is a bliya metis. After all, it wasn't cooked in the fleishike pot, it was only placed in the fleishike plate. So the bliya is a bliya metis. But dogim shel izbashlo b'dei roshal boso, where it's a bliya, a thorough bliya, so even not banat is also the Ravon. Yeah, that's the shite of the Ravon. He mentions that in the name of Rashi. And then there is a third shite, and that's the shite of the Balatrumo and the Smak, that dogim shel izbashlo b'dei roshal boso, איזמותא לאוכלו מיוסח. בונדוגים שניצלו בגדי ראש על בוסו, in a fine pen of Boso, is also lawful mikusach. Why should there be a distinction of the balatrumo in the smack? Why should there be a distinction between frying fish in a fleshike frying pan? So then you can't eat that fish with milk and cooking fish in a fleshike pot. So then you are allowed to eat that fish with milk because when you cook in water. So when you cook fish in a fleshike pot, so then it's three nagbanats, not two nagbanats, because the meat gave a time in the pot, and then the pot gave a time in the water, and the water gave a time in the fish. So the fish represents this, not the first derivative of tamboso, but the second derivative of tamboso. Mashein king, when you fry fish in a fleshike frying pan, so the meat first gave it time in the frying pan, and then the frying pan gave it time directly in the fish. So it's only two nagbanat. So two nagbanat according to the sifatum and the smag is also midirabonon to be eaten with milk. But three nagbanat, so is muter. Now you can say that even when you cook, for the same reason, by the same token, that dogim shenitzlo b'gdei rosh al boso. So you have only two nagbanats. Why two nagbanats? Because when you fry, you don't have any medium, any water. You put a little of shamnunis, but the shamnunis, after a few moments, is all evaporated. So then, after a few moments, so no medium is left. So the fish directly absorbs from the fleshike frying pan. So the same thing you could say in the case of dogim shenizbashlo b'gdei rosh al boso. Because the fish comes in contact with the gerei, it constantly is in contact with the gerei. So many particles from the gerei are niflat from the gerei, and they are absorbed directly. Directly by the fish. So it's not three nagbanats, but it's two nagbanats. So that chita can be explained in two ways. Either that they hold that in view of the fact that there is water, so in mele, the procedure is, the mitzias is, that it's not bileya directly from the gdere, and it's only bileya through the medium of the water. When there is no medium, let's say when you fry something, so then it has to absorb directly from the frying pan. But when you have water, then it doesn't absorb directly. Or we can say that a little bit is absorbed directly from the frying pan. But the bulk of the blie goes through the medium of water. So mele, the blie that comes directly is only blie mletis. And the blie and the substantial blie goes, operates with the medium of water. So it's three nagbanats. It's three nagbanats. Most days you can even explain it that way. That even in dogim shenizbashlo b'gdei rosh al boso, there is a little bit of blie that operates directly. But that's only blie metes. And blie metes, we are not worried by nagbanat. Mashenke, we see dogim sholu, because he's mutalochum mikusach. But there too, we have two nagbanats, not three. The answer is three meyetes. So three meyetes, we're not worried about the fact that it's only two nagbanats. But when are we worried, and we are makpid, it shouldn't be eaten with milk, only when it's a three merubo. So then, two nagbanats is osea, lo chumikusech, three nagbanats is muter. So memeile dogim shenizbashlo b'gdei rosh al boso, so as far as the substantial blie, so it's a blie of three nagbanats. A little bit takes effect directly, so that's only blie metis. Alright, so that's the shita of the simat humo and the smak. Now let's see tesis. Hilches a dogim, in the gemara. Hilches a dogim shalu b'koro, shal boso mutlo chumikusech, ima koro ba dogim tzeninim lo yitzrech lifsei, dilek yaman dipolik, alo kshiachat marisayach, dibeini lo yigoba, bintato yigoba, klipen yiboy, tilam bino ferkis tilam, meka libore, bishim rashe, pirish ribom chasone, dav keol, shore, abo nizbash losa, but from the rashe here, anchum, it's mashma, just the reverse. So, So Rashi was Chayze. Rashi was Chayze. All right. Aber mit Bash los, die Chita, Chatai Mechosh. Und bo meister von den Beizim, sie was mit Deo Shol Cholo, was mit Mulyese Shol Boso. Wie ich noch wie Reihe, mit Worf, mit Zonin, sie hat mit Sakin, die aus der Ochlom mit Kusach, wie sie da gab Chur, wie Bola Twei, wie Choshit Chatai Mechosh. Wie mit Bash lo, wie Gora mit Zonin. Now, there are two pshot in Rashi, and the second memory of this Gemara, of Abaye Silchese. One Ilchese of Abaye is Dovim Shol Mikor, mit Olof Mikus, then the second memory is Tzonun Shechot Rumisaki, Shechot Rumbosa Rosh Lulukh Mikusach, Vahanim Mille Tzonun, so there are two pshot in Rashi, one pshot in Rashi is that it's only if the Sakin was not Mikunach Yof. So it had Stam Sakin, Shol Boso, here is certain Shabbos, here is certain specs, certain specks of grease of us. Unless you took the trouble, one took the trouble of being, of cleaning it thoroughly. But usually, even if you did wipe it, it still has some grease adhering to the surface of the sake. So the aloch is that, so when do we say that tzon shechot habisake, shechot habobosa? So is ocholo osoleich lemikusech, that's only stam sake, that is not mikunach yoch. So it has shaminas adhering to the surface of the sake. So if it had glued over Harif, so even though it had the shaminas, so then it should be enough to be madiach the radishes. Why peel off the radishes? But because it's in over Harif, so then the shaminas, the end of Boso, is nivra. Mashain came, if we know that the sakin was spotless, no shamunes adhering, so then, even though it's in the vacharif, it will not be mafrik from the interior of the sakin. That in the vacharif will not be. But there is another pshat that this is, that Abaye is referencing to the case where the sakin shel boso was completely not spotless clean. So, since there is a combination of tuch kedi sakine and the vacharif, so even though it's in them, so not only can it be mavriya by the vacharif, combined with Turkeli Sakine, the Shamunis, but it can even be mafted from the interior of the sack. So there are two Mishenes in Rashi. All right, so he says, Mishen Rashi Pirish Livon Chasson Adav Kol Rishon, and Vash Lo Osech Atayim Nechoshim, Upo Maisel Fon Ed Beis Ishpas Mideo Shol Cholo, Vash Lasme Mulies Ishol Boso, Vyesh Lo Verai Lidvorov Mitzon Shechot Chim Isaki, Dio Osech Lo Chum Mikusech, Mishen Vav Chuf Vibor Atvei, Vichoshim Tchatayim, Vinizbash Lo Vikor Amitzonim, ומי הוא לפירוש מוש נאחר שפירש בקונטרס? ניתאי מדוסר, מישהו שעשו ממקורו של הסאקי, ואינניקיה, והבטעם ראשן, ביצון הנה ראי משום, because according to the lotion, according to the one lotion in Rashi, so Abaye Silchese is referencing to the case of Isaki Noki. So then the question arises, why does he say, Yosu Lochon Bikuseh, let it be true Chofen Isaki. So let's say Chofen Isaki has the effect not only of being mavliya, but also of being maflit from the interior of the sake. But it's still not banat. It's still not banat. Because what happened? It's the sake shel boso. So the boso gave a tam in the sake. Then the sake, by coating the radishes, the clean sake, by coating the radishes, so the boso, the tam boso is nifla. So first, the boso gave a tam in the sake, the interior of the sakin, and then the interior of the sakin gave it the radishes. So it's not banat. The answer is, since it's not bachari, so even not banat is also, because the whole reason as to why not banat is mutea, because if it is a derivative tam, it's already nipashatam. But if it is a sharp thing, a spicy thing, a sharp thing, it's not bachari, so then it's not niklash. So memele, so even by tzene, we say it's not niklash. So lachaskamo v'chamo dogim one is bashel deo shel boseh. So certainly it's not niklash. So when can we say it's niklash if it's all of deo shel boseh? But if it's bashel, so if by the lacharif b'tzeinen it's not niklash. Lachaskamo v'chamo he says that by the matzeinen, even though it's charif, so it's certainly not niklash. But that's not the raya gemura, because we can say that the lacharif it's not niklash, and by bishel not the lacharif, it is niklash. All right, but Teisus assumes that if by the lacharif it's not niklash, so by nizbashel it's certainly not niklash. But anyway, that is only shayach if we explain it like the Roshan and Rashi, that Abaye Silchese says what is the case, whether it's a clean sakin. wat die akkoord wil de adelosje was. De tabaïs zal gezegd zijn onder wat was verkeerd, hoe de zaken is niet meer. Zo de schamine is ook zo, zo is het niet problematisch. Het is one time of bozo, there is Greece. The reddish absorb Greece of bozo, so it's not the derivative time. So it's the primary time. Je zegt, wie is wat er eigenlijk voor met zon is, God me zaken, zo van die goed samen te gaan, voor de volle twee, de gast het gaat tijden. Wie is baschel die gora met zon, hoe meer die poeders was na, ze ben ik onder die tijden door zo'n schoen en korrel was zaken, wie niet kabaal het aan, is met zon in de rij is. Hoe met de gast daar komt, is masma, de in gilu benoemd is baschel. So that words, de rashi hier aan groen is gilling, aan de rashi dat die mensen toen is aan wat er gewoon. En die moet zo'n mama, ze leggen gewoon die korrel, maar is wel dat. So, mit der Kostak der Maschine, ich will nur das Baschel drück, aber nicht in Tampa, nicht in Tampa, ich bekomme Tres. Die, wo jemand schon im Boss am Arme schlecht, ich will die Korre mir, ich will das, aber nicht in Tampa, ich mache mit der Beruschen, ich will im Boss am Udos, aber ich will mal Korre schon. Wie ho, all right. And then, there's a whole discussion, but that is not Nigeas. Now then, at the end, he says, who Korre is, the 16th line from the end of the thesis here. So thesis says, "Ukore shelishtam shul shelishtam shimbon bosa shehut chubimach veshal cholov bichlirishen ushneim beyeimon yesh leeser afilu imneima lav davkolu el afilu nizbashu imashamnu nizbein ala kore is davi kisakin shalui niskanach liosa bikundres loshnache ואפילו אין שם נסבין עושה, דעקור יסנגז במחווץ, ונפלטם מזה לזה, ואהבתם שני בייסר, ואין לו ידו בכלל לדוק עם שאולו ביקורי, דוק כשאתם שני של בוסו ושל חולוף נכנס במים, מיד נסו המים, וחצר נסכן הקורס במחווץ, ואין לו יחדים מיימי, או זה שמיימי מותר. So what is this in this course? Suppose you had, I mean, this shyly all, many times comes up, it's a very relevant child, very frequently it comes up in connection with dishwashers, so sometimes a mistake is made. So this shaila comes up. Now, so Teisa says, Ukore shemishtamshu behem boso, shehutru bimachve shel cholo, biklirishen, suppose you had fleshike kares, clean, spotless clean, spotless clean, Kore shel boso, without any shamunis, and they were rinsed in a kele of cholov in a klerishim. They were rinsed also, and the kele of cholov is also spotless. Let's say you took a milchike kettle, a clean milchike kettle, and you put it on fire, and it boiled, and you didn't pour out the water. Then, so it's a condition. Then you took the fleshike keli, clean fleshike keli, and you put them, you dump them in the milchike kettle without water. So Teisa says, ukol eshem ishtamshu megbosom, shehu trubi mach v'shal chol v'klerishin, ushneim neyemon, both. The milchike kettle is a neyeme. It's a clean, but a neyeme. And the fleshike keli, the fleshike spoons, the fleshike forks, the knives, and so on, are also the yemon. So these fleshike kelim were put in the kettle, the milchike kettle. Yesh lesser. So everything becomes awesome. Afilu in neima, lav davko, el afilu nizbash. So even if we don't accept the shita of the divine, and we are making, and we say that not banat is muter in the case of nizbashu, because if we say like the Rivon, that not banat is only muter in case of olu where the bli is a bli metes, but in case of dogim shnizbashu, the oshal boson it's osah because it's a bli omirubo. So then certainly it's osah here, because you could not say, well, it should be muter, because what happened here? You had a fleshike spoon, and that was put in a milchike kettle. So the fleshike spoon was a spotless clean fleshike spoon. So it represented a derivative time of boson. The boson gave a time in the spoon gave a time in the mai. And then the milchike kettle. So the milk gave a time in the kettle, and the kettle gave a time in the mai. So you have a combination of two nabanats. So you have one derivative term of basar, and you have the other derivative term of cholov. They combine together, and according to the sheet of the Rivon, so a bliya merubah of nagonat is osa. So you have two bliya merubahs of two nagonat. So it's osa. But even according to the sheet of from the term of the riyazoti and Rashi sheet in chum, that even though gimshel is bashul with the roshol bos, so he's mutaloch mikusach. So then you could argue with good logic that here it should be muter, because what's wrong here? Nothing wrong happened. In other words, you had fleshike spoons, spotless clean fleshike spoons. So the meat gave a time in the spoons, and the spoon gave a time in the mai. So it's an adbanat, and that combined, and then you have another adbanat. So each adbanat, each raw material is heter. So what's wrong with the mixture, the commingling of two raw materials, each of which is in adbanat etere? That would be a good argument. So he says, "Ukor shem shtam shel bosa shu tumi mach shel chol vichlish u shnei meyimon yish leser afilu neim alav dav geolu al afilu mizbashlu im asham mizben la kores dav gisakim shel miskan achdosa bekunter lo shnach." Then he says, "Vafilu ein sham mizben oser." Well, that's the important. Where the shamanist to be, you know, that is a double question. But he says, he concludes, even if there is no shamanist, even if it's spotless clean, so it's still awesome. Da kores snake is mimachves. So takes vesasa zet on the basis of two reasons. So there is a shiddes of a shaming that say that it is muta. That it is muta. Now, that's the Shikya of the Rosh, and also the Rambam. So they say that it is muta. Why is it muta? Why does the Rosh and the Rambam say that it is muta? Because of Nagbanat. So here too, you have two Nagbanats. Two Nagbanats are commingled. Because when you dunk the Fleishike spoons, so you have one Nagbanat, two Nagbanats. So one set of two nagbanats. In other words, the two nagbanats of boso, because the boso gives a time in the spoon gives a time in the mai, and then you have another set of two nagbanats of cholov. In other words, the cholov gives a time in the yidei v'nayero, and the yidei v'nayero gives a time in the mai. So the mele, so it's etter. That's the sheet of the Rosh and the Rambam. But Teisve says that it's also. And Tetzus mentions two separate reasons as to why it's osir. So he says, "Vafilein shamin is ben osir da kovis legis b'machves v'niflat tam zel ozeh." Because by the tam sheni b'isir, why is it? Because these kovis touch the spoons, don't remain hanging suspended, in the mind. If we knew that every spoon remain suspended in the mayim, not touching the deifen hayero achileves. Then in the chanami, according to the first lashon Teisves, it would be muta. Why? Because after all, the spoon, the fleshike spoon didn't come in contact with the deifen hayero achileves. So it only came in contact with water. Let's say suppose you have with string and pulleys, so suspended in the mayim, and they don't touch. I mean, that's possible. And they don't touch, and the fleshike spoons don't touch the deifen ayeiro achleves. So then it would be muta according to the first notion of Jesus. Why? Because then you would really have two sets of two nagbanats, one set of two nagbanats of boso, and another set of two nagbanats of cholov, and they become mingled together. So you have a commingling of two heter items. So there is nothing wrong, but since you don't have them suspended in the mayim, so the spoons touch the deifen ayeiro achleves, so mele there is a lot of blie coming directly without the medium of water. In other words, so then now the milk gave it time in the deifen ayeiro, and then you put a spotless clean fleshike spoon. That fleshike spoon comes in contact with the inner surface of the deifen ayeiro. So the tam cholov that is latent in the DFNIA or is transmitted directly to the calf, the Frenchic spoon, without the medium of water. So then it means that the Tam Holo is transmitted into the Frenchic spoon. So the secondary Tam is already easier, is already easier on possible Holo. So that's it. That's one. So he says, "Da kor is negi demach." When you finish, he's going to say, "But the tam sheni bi iser." Now, why is the rosh? Why is the rosh? Why is the rosh chereik? So apparently, the rosh holds that there couldn't be any bleeding directly from the fleshy spoon, even when it is in contact with the deifin ayir achleves. There couldn't be direct bleeding, but it has to go through the medium of water. So the mele, it's not considered like a primary tam being absorbed, that the primary tam of cholov being combining with the primary tam of cholov, but it's considered that everything takes place through the medium of water. And we don't have to say that there is a machlekes and mitzias, because the mitzias is that, let's say, if you wouldn't have water, so no particles from the yiruch leves would be niflat and be absorbed by the fleshy